This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that a very successful attack on three nuclear sites in Iran has been carried out, including at Fordo. In a social media post, he said that the U.S. has conducted the strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities at Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan, and all the planes are now out of Iranian airspace. His announcement shows that the United States has officially joined with Israel in attack on Iran. Israeli forces launched fresh attacks on Iran's critical port city of Bandar Abbas in southwestern part of the country yesterday. Israeli military described the targeted place as unmanned aerial vehicle depots and weapons facilities. Port city of Bandar Abbas serves as Iran's most important commercial gateway, housing the country's main port, naval headquarters, and vital oil infrastructure near the Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of global oil trade passes. Israel also launched airstrikes against the Isfahan nuclear site as Iran sent missiles and drones towards Israel. Nepal and Sri Lanka have expressed gratitude to India for assisting in the evacuation of its citizens under Operation Sindhu from conflict-hit Iran. Nepal's Foreign Minister Arzu Rana Deoba thanked External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar for assisting in evacuating Nepali students. In a social media post, she expressed gratitude for India's swift assistance in helping to evacuate Nepali nationals from Iran. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation DGCA has directed Air India to remove three officials from all roles and responsibilities related to crew scheduling and rostering with immediate effect for serious violations. The regulator also instructed the airline to initiate internal disciplinary proceedings against these officials without delay and to report the outcome of such proceedings within 10 days. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that India will never restore Indus Water Treaty with Pakistan. He said the government will construct a canal to take excess water to Rajasthan flowing to Pakistan. In an interview with an English daily, the Home Minister said the government's policy of zero tolerance against terrorism is intact. The Bihar government has decided to increase the pensions of senior citizens, widows and people with disability under the Social Security Pension Scheme by 700 rupees per month. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar said that the beneficiaries will get enhanced pensions of 1,100 rupees from next month. Our correspondent has the details.
After the hike in pension, the beneficiaries of social security schemes in Bihar will get 1100 rupees per month. More than 1 crore 9 lakh beneficiaries will get assistance and it will be credited to their bank accounts by 10th of every month. The state government is implementing Bihar Nishaktata Pension Scheme for disabled or Divyang people. Whereas under Lakshmibai Social Security Pension, widows above 18 years old are provided assistance. The state government runs Mukhyamantri Vriddhajan Pension Yojana to provide assistance to old age persons of 60 to 79 years group. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In Brazil, at least 8 people died in a hot air balloon accident in Praia Grande in the southern state of Santa Catarina last night. Governor Jorginho Melo confirmed that 21 people were on board, with 13 survivors, including the pilot. The crash occurred near a health center. According to the pilot, a fire started inside the basket, prompting him to lower the balloon. When it was close to the ground, he instructed passengers to jump. Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva expressed condolences to the victims' families. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast favourable conditions for further advancement of monsoon into Punjab, Haryana and more parts of Rajasthan in the next 2 days. In the first match of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, hosts England will resume their first innings from 209 runs for 3 against India's 471 on day 3 at Headingley, Leeds today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.